Mr. Rounds, I understand that we're working on a comprehensive master plan there in Lexington. Let's start with the basics and define for our listeners exactly what that is.
Basically, we're doing a long-range planning process to bring Lexington up to speed with where they need to be for the future. And it has not been updated since 1997. So we are basically going to go through that process and outline a roadmap that will help us with our goals in the future.
Now, Mark, I know that the city of Marshall is about to embark on this same type of project. They've hired an outside firm to come in and do that for them. Have you done the same, or are you handling it in-house?
Actually, we have hired an outside firm, the Zimmer Group out of Kansas City, and we have just hired them. We did a RFP process in the last month, and we had three very good firms that we looked at, and actually the Zimmer Group ended up being the one that we selected.
Very good. So tell us what the process will look like moving through this.
The first part of this comprehensive plan, and incidentally, we will have two phases that we're going to work through, and the first phase of that process is going to be actually giving us an economic development analysis. We're going to have a work plan, which basically is a data collection, working with the community. We're going to do a kickoff meeting where we actually get folks involved, and then we're going to do the analysis and the plan review and look at best practices and our economic framework analysis, existing conditions, do some observation reporting, form a steering committee, and get our stakeholders involved. And then we're going to come up with basically the information that will make up that analysis of our economic development. And that is going to be the core of what drives the update of our actual comprehensive plan, because what we feel like is if we get our economic development analysis in place, then we know what we need to do to improve our community.
Well, and you talk about that economic development. What do you see as Lexington's biggest challenges moving forward?
Well, I think we've got to really find what our niche is. And, you know, we've got so much to offer here as far as a historical community, but we've got to identify what we have to offer. And right now, you know, our resources, we have a tremendous agricultural base here. We want to get businesses here, but we've got to really get competitive. So I think the biggest thing we've got to overcome is being competitive, frankly, with other communities to be able to bring folks to this town, whether that be to live here, whether that be to have businesses here, and eventually to just drive our economic base forward so that we can get our tax base improvement, so we can do our infrastructure projects. So, yeah, we have quite a challenge, but I think we're up for it. And I think once we really get the picture of what we have to offer, I think we're going to be excited about what we have.
So as we move through this planning process, how are you involving your community in that? How can they get involved? What does their portion of that look like?
Frankly, they're going to be a big piece of this. We really want to engage. And so once we get our kickoff going, you know, we're going to have numerous meetings. And with the Zimmer Group, they've a proven record. And frankly, I have a proven record in planning as well over my career that, you know, we go out and we work and, you know, we'll go door to door. We'll get people to engage because, you know, we're only as good as the input we get. So we're going to have, I'd say, as many meetings as necessary, but at least 3 to 4 big stakeholder meetings and, you know, go through the process by which we get the information from the people on what they desire, what they see this community, what the profile is, and then we'll set the goals and the objectives on how we need to reach that, and then we'll come up with a consensus in the end that we all agree that where we're going, we may not all agree on how we're getting there, but we definitely are going to agree on where we're going so we can achieve that.
What's the timeline look like for this project, Mark?
We're going to have an official kickoff in August as far as bringing Zimmer in here and getting them on board. I think we'll get really hit the ground running probably with some meetings in no later than September. And then I see this first phase finishing this spring so we can actually put some feet on the ground by the end of next spring. But that's phase one. And then, of course, you know, that'll prepare us for the next phase, you know, and that's when we get into the implementation process and really start hitting the ground. So, yeah, we're going to try to get some real progress by spring. That's my goal.
What's the timeline look like for this project, Mark? When will it get official kickoff, and when do you expect to have a completion?
Well, we're going to have an official kickoff in August as far as bringing Zimmer in here and getting them on board. I think we'll get really hit the ground running probably with some meetings in no later than September. And then I see this first phase finishing this spring, so we can actually put some feet on the ground, you know, by the end of next spring. I say this spring, by the end of next spring. But that's phase one. And then, of course, you know, that'll prepare us for the next phase, you know, and that's when we get into the implementation process and really start hitting the ground. So, yeah, we're gonna try to get some real progress by spring. That's my goal.
Mark, I talked to Troy Nash last week. I'll be running a story about his involvement, Zimmer Group's involvement with Saline County. Having that background knowledge, let's talk about exactly what the Zimmer Group's involvement is in your project. What are their duties? What do you expect out of them and their services?
Well, basically, their responsibility is going to be to, you know, on this first phase is to ultimately prepare an economic development analysis containing, you know, goals, objectives, and implementation measures. You know, they'll do the meeting facilitation services during the outreach process with the stakeholders. They'll do the interviewing and, of course, with our assistance. And they'll basically supply the necessary professional services to get that done. There's a host of things, you know, that goes along with this, but there'll be existing demographic, social, economic data that we'll have to review, you know, our labor force characteristics, sales tax revenue, key economic data, all these demographic trends, forecasts, social factors, you know, those kind of things will have to be, you know, put together, and they'll have to do some real evaluation and analysis with that data. So, and within that context, they'll be identifying the community's assets, you know, our competitive advantages. They'll do the SWOT analysis, you know, our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities. And then we'll look at, you know, our ordinances, our policies, you know, our rules. And they'll provide recommendations based upon all that evaluation on, you know, basically how they would propose that we move forward. And so, you know, they've got quite a job ahead of them. And in the end, you know, they'll provide an action plan that, you know, will actually provide us with suggested activities, projects, and programs to implement these objectives and goals that we plan to meet. So,
Mark, what is the price tag for their services, and how will we gauge our return on investment, if you will?
Well, the phase one is a $43,000 lump sum price. We will have ability over that period of time to measure, you know, what progress is being made. You know, during the process, we will evaluate, you know, what's happening. We'll make sure that the scope of work and the RFP is being followed. And I guess that's my job, is to make sure that we're getting our money's worth. But we will be looking at those, you know, along the way. I'll be doing an evaluation to see, you know, how this is coming along, if it's aligned with our proposal. And then we'll have our input meetings, and, you know, I'll be meeting closely with them along the way to make sure that we're on schedule.
Very good. We can't wait to see what comes out of it. As Jerry Brown would say, legendary Lexington has a lot to offer, and we can't wait to see where you guys go. Anything else that you would like to add, or anything else that we haven't covered that you would like to?
Well, actually, I'd just like to say I'm as excited, and I can't wait either. I can't wait to get started. I think the people of Lexington are excited as well, and I think we're well overdue on, you know, moving into that competitive edge. So, you know, we look forward to talking to you in the future, and we really look forward to providing, you know, more information that shows how much we have to offer here and how much we can achieve. So,
very good.